Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Heather, let's get to your attic.
Let's get to it.
What'd you find?
So, interesting segue. So we've been getting ready for this big garage sale, right? And we have put stuff up in our attic just to store things, usually winter things. You know, there's some sleds and things like that. So I told Colin, I was like, you know what? I'm looking for these planters. He's like, I bought whatever. I have these planters that I want to get rid of. I'm like, where'd they go? And he's like, oh, I moved them to the attic. I'm like, let's get them down. Let's get them ready to sell. So we went up there and he was like, do you want to come up here too? I'm like, okay. So I had never really been up in the attic before. So I got up there. I'm like, look at this. Look at this. I'm like, and he's been putting stuff up there. So I didn't even realize I had a mirror up there, some home decor things. I'm like, why are you shoving this in the attic? But either way, got all that down. Yeah. And then I was looking through other stuff and the previous homeowner or whoever, well, it had to have been a previous homeowner. I don't know if it was the last or the first, had left some stuff up there. There was some other winter items, some other sleds, kids items. And then I came across this sweet old pedal car just chilling up in the attic. I'm like, we got to bring this down. So I was checking it out and I'm like, Brooks is going to love this thing. And he's like, we're selling this, right? Like, it's crap. Get it out of here. We're going to sell it at the garage. So I'm like, hold on a minute. Like, this is really cool. And my first thought is like, I'm going to use this for his, like a photo shoot for his second, his 2-year-old photos that we always get done every year. And I'm like, this will be so cool because he loves cars. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's vintage. It's in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some like.
Needs a little body work. A little Bondo.
Yeah. There's no dents, but the some of the paint and.
Oh, it's just scraped off. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, this is so cool. I'm going to save this, use it for his photos, let him play with it a little bit. And then I was like, I wonder what this is. Cause
Yeah. Like how old is it?
It's from like the late 50s.
Oh, wow.
I think.
It's a classic. Should have put it in the Dream Cruise.
Well, that's what was so fitting. It was like the weekend we found it was the Dream Cruise weekend. But I started looking at it online because I'm like, okay, what is this? And some of these have sold for nothing crazy, but a decent amount of money online.
Sure, because they're classics.
Pretty cool. This is, and if you know me,
I'm sure
like,
it's a
my
trap,
dream
but
has always been that like, I'm going to find this like piece of history and take it to Antique Roadshow and I'm going to be a millionaire. Of course, this is not it, but it was still fun to find in the attic, not knowing that it was up there.
Have you guys, by any chance, and I don't know why you would, this is something that probably only I would do, but have you looked under the hood? Have you turned it over? Is there any like inscription on it? Sometimes like...
Oh, no, I haven't done that.
You should look just to see if it might say Christmas 1956, you know, little Bobby's Christmas present or whatever.
Oh, I'm going to do that. Well, because that's what sparks my curiosity now is that I want to know the history. Like, clearly it didn't mean anything or they forgot it was up there to the family who left it there.
Or they just thought it was trash and were like, well, let somebody else deal with
this. Exactly. Yeah. There was Christmas decor up there too, like wreaths and garland and lights and sleds. There was like one of those old school sled with like with the metal runners.
Oh, the old radio flyer.
That was up there. Stuff like that.
So you think it was left on purpose or not?
Probably.
Okay.
I'm guessing they're
not
just
sure
like
it matters, but
oh, yeah. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
But
and
I
not like you're gonna come back and claim it at this
I
point.
I think no. It's really cool. And so does Brooks. He can't figure out how to make it move properly. He just uses his feet.
Sure, he does the Fred
and
Flintstone.
He tries to steer it, but everything works.
Okay.
It's really neat. So
that's awesome.
It did spark my curiosity too about like what have other people found in their house or at a garage sale that's like, I bought this for $2 and it turns out it was worth $10,000.
Right. I don't know that I've never had anything like that. I'm so intrigued by this car. I would be amazed about this car.
It's really
just
cool.
A suggestion because some of the paint and stuff is. Yeah. What color is it?
But when you look online of things that have sold at auction, it looks just like the one. It looks just like this. It's baby
okay.
blue.
Oh yeah,
with the red steering wheel and like the red rims on the.
It looks like an old Firebird.
It's so cool.
Since the paint is scraped off a little bit, one of the things you could do, you could restore it. Like, and it's a can of spray paint that you just go and put a fresh coat of paint on it.
But how do you preserve all the details?
Tape. Trust me, it's not an easy process. Yeah, but that's restoring a classic. It's time and effort.
That's a lot.
Little elbow
that's
grease.
A lot of time. I kind of like that it's imperfect. Like, I like that it looks like it is how old it is.
Yeah.
But I could, I guess. I wouldn't, but I could restore it.
Jim, have you ever found anything that would be like an antique, a classic? And again, we'd like to ask our listeners, 248-539-9797, have you been at a garage sale, an auction? You know, we pulled up to a neighborhood where we were dropping Ellie off for softball last week, and it said estate sale. And
yeah.
I mentioned to you, like when I see garage sales, I love to stop and just see if there's anything like that. Because we got at a antique show, I think it was last year, maybe it was the year before, but one of the old rocking horses that's on the springs.
Oh,
so it's
yeah.
got the four springs at mm-hmm. each corner. And Teddy loved that. It's still in our basement. We need to pull it out because he might actually sit on it and just go right to the ground now. But it would be awesome.
Crash.
We didn't. There was nothing in our attic when we moved in. I mean, we had the generic stuff that like people leave, like a yeah. table in the laundry room, but like nothing like historic or cool like this.
It was a fun finding.
That's
like
awesome.
It was really exciting.
Yeah.
I was excited. Colin sure. was like, "Oh, great! More crap. We got to get rid of."
Was this
but
the only
I was
find? Because you said there was other stuff.
Well, just like the Christmas stuff and the sleds.
But, like, did
the
you
sleds,
like look yeah. through more aggressively, thinking, "Oh,
no,
if they left that, they might have
like
left."
It was like a sauna up there, and I just yeah. we got what we needed okay. to get down and yeah. got down. And
attics are hot.
I know, and on the day we went up there, it was tremendously hot.
You said it was this week. It was Saturday.
Yeah, it was.
It was the hottest day ever.
So we, yeah. I investigated what I could, and this was just the area over the garage where we found it. But it's like my dream.
It's to find something like that. Yeah, well, dreams do come true, obviously.
Well, I would like it to be more valuable, but
okay.
also
well,
if it was, I would never know because I don't know enough about old antiques, but
hold on, you have it as a win. It's like a cute birthday gift for your will be a 2-year-old. You wouldn't want to sell that.
Not until he's grown out of it. This is next year's garage sale.
But it's also then where do you put this?
In the garage so that he can hop in it and go for a stroll.
Yeah, he's got to figure out how to pedal it first.
If he's going Fred Flintstone style, as long as he's in it and he's playing, it doesn't matter.
Just he takes that steering wheel. I'm like, don't break it, buddy.
Little WD-40, be good to go.
Some text coming in. I bought a Scotty Cameron putter at a garage sale for $5. It's a $600 putter that I still use to this day.
Oh, there you go. There's a find. I wouldn't even know. If like I was looking at golf clubs, I wouldn't know what I was looking at.
The only thing we have in our attic is a creepy old children's bed frame. We won't get rid of it because we're afraid if we do, the house will become haunted.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to get rid of the ghost bed. Then he's got to find somewhere new to sleep.
Oh, no. Ticket text 248.
I don't know why it's a he, but it could be a she.
I pictured a she.
Oh, you did?
I did.
A girl ghost?
And a girl bed. Like, I picture it being, like, white, painted with flowers. Yeah.
Yeah, see, mine was, it was
brass,
old wood.
Maybe, yeah.
So if you trade away the bed, you'll be haunted.
That's what they think, yes.
Yeah,
so
unless,
I better keep that car.
But does the ghost go with the bed? Because it may be the way that that could be your exorcism. Just get rid of the bed, and right. The ghost goes with the bed.
Someone didn't realize they bought a haunted bed frame.
Right.
That's their problem.
Oh,
is
then,
that from
yeah.
Scott,
yeah.
by the way?
No
I think,
returns.
I think it was Scott, yeah.
Yeah, so it's over my head, yes.
Oh, yes. Haunting trade deadline, Scott. Oh. Tickets took
that
me a
was
second.
Deep, yes.
Deep cuts. Greg is back, and we're getting used to it. marbles in their grandparents' attic. Todd in a truck. We'll get to the phones in a second. Heather found a pedal car in the attic over the weekend, and one of those classic 1950s style.
It's so cool, because it's just so vintage, and it was like a surprise. We didn't know it was there, and Brooks... Yeah. Loves cars. Like, he is obsessed with cars. So it was exciting when he first saw it. We kind of left it right in the middle
you
of the garage.
Not put that in the garage sale.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Colin wants to get rid of it, but
Colin, if Colin is listening right now, I have to tell him the idea I had for you at the break. Paint the entire thing Honolulu blue, and then get yourself a couple of the stickers of the Black Lions logo. Put that on each side. Yeah. Put the black stripe right down the middle. Now you got yourself. I mean, because we've seen the helmet.
Yes.
That Brooks loved, mm-hmm. and so if you going from that to this, like it just absolutely fits. And then get him a new helmet, a new Lions helmet. This gets even better. He could be riding around in his Lions car with his Lions helmet on. It'd be amazing.
Coolest kid on the street. Texter saying,
absolutely.
Texter saying, don't restore this. Says the value is in the original paint. If it's robin egg blue, it could be worth a lot. People saying it cuts the value in half if you restore the car.
There's no question it does, but yeah. It's yours.
But it's also, what is the value? And is it like, it has to be
a full antiques roadshow here.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want somebody to come over and appraise it. No, I don't think it'd be worth that much. To me, I think
here's what
I feel fine.
The memories.
So here's, if you are considering breaking your son's heart and putting it in the garage sale, and he has to sit there and watch his new favorite toy walk away for some other kid to have fun with.
But it's not what a kid,
like, I'm thinking of.
When it also seems like a death trap. I mean, it's all metal. Like
all the good toys are death traps.
It's got this like the steering wheel has this bolt in the middle, right, to hold it on. But it's like, man, you get going fast, you hit a bump, and your face hits it. Like
that's why he wears the helmet. Okay, so I've got answers for every injury that could possibly happen. But if you are considering, even if you keep it and you keep it original, you let Brooks play with it, and then when he grows out of it, and you're like, okay, we've got this thing. take it to an antiques dealer.
Yeah.
And they'll be able to tell you what a good antiques dealer will tell you exactly what the value is. They may even make you an offer.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it's cool. It's badass.
It's cool just to, like, if you had a place just to display it.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty. It's a really pretty
It's car. A car. It's
I know,
prettiest.
But it's the baby blue,
manly
and the red. It's neat.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Let's get to the phones. We got Troy. You're on 97.1.
How you doing?
What's good up? Morning.
I went to a garage sale about 10 years ago, and I bought some A-Tracks, and a couple of them I sold on eBay for almost $600.
Oh, sweet.
Really?
That's a good win.
Yeah.
What were the bands or the artists?
Iron Maiden.
That's cool.
Yep. Yeah, got about 50 cents a piece, so it was a good profit.
That's a nice profit right there. There you go. It's a good find. Let's get to Martha.
Love that.
In Ann Arbor. You're on 97.1. Good morning, Martha.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
Okay, cool topic. So, my parents were big book lovers. My dad's a World War II vet, and there was a bookshelf with a bunch of old books in it. I never paid attention growing up because it was military stuff, and I wasn't interested. Well, my son, he was pretty interested, so he started thumbing through some of these books. And in one of them, he found one of the actual letters that Eisenhower sent out to the thousands of troops that the war was over and declared victory.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, pretty cool. We have a letter from Eisenhower in the house. It's pretty cool.
Did you frame it? And is it on display?
It's in the... We actually have a... We created a little display with my dad's hats and stuff. Pretty cool. My son's a real World War II like fanatic, so
that's really cool.
Proud. Our generations are really wide. So his grandfather is a vet, passed away now, but he's got some nice souvenirs, so it's pretty cool.
That's really cool. Yeah.
Awesome.
It's a hell of a find.
That's sweet. Way cooler than the car, but pretty awesome
on a different level. Yeah. Different.
Yeah.
Well, going into
it's not something you could play with. You just look at it.
No, but it's like
it
what
tells a,
piece a
great
of history.
Story. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm still intrigued by the car.
The car is awesome.
Going in a different direction, see some of the ticket texts we have here. Helped my sister move into her new house last year. The people left behind a pound of weed in the freezer.
It has value.
I didn't find...
Could become a dealer.
I didn't find anything in the attic, but I looked in the drop ceiling of the basement and I found old adult magazines that my brothers had in their teen years.
There you go. Now, okay, without getting too weird, those sometimes, depending on who is in the very middle, could be...
The centerfold?
Yeah, mm-hmm. could be a collector's item.
Could be.
Sure could be.
Especially since Hugh's no longer with us.
I bought a used car in high school once and ended up finding $1,500 in ones and fives rolled underneath the back seat, Derek, in a car.
Wow. Ones and fives, all rolled up.
Yeah. Wow.
Bought it from a stripper? I don't know.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.